We are edging ever closer to tax deadline day, and we remind you about that.
Tax season is here, and the IRS is reminding Americans that the home office deduction is still available for 2025 filings. CPA Lisa Green-Lewis with TurboTax says there's a popular misconception that taking the deduction is a red flag that'll prompt an IRS audit.
But less than 1% of people are actually audited. And also, if you have receipts showing your expenses and you can substantiate that you're using a dedicated space in your home, then you should feel empowered to take it.
To claim the deduction, your home office must be used regularly and exclusively for business. Green Lewis says there are other things that can be deducted on top of the actual space.
Equipment, computers, software. If you have a website, website built or website support.
Employees working remotely for an employer, however, are not eligible. The tax filing deadline is Wednesday, April 15th at midnight.
All right, yeah, it's coming ever closer, day by day. Also today in history, in 1983, President Ronald Reagan first proposed the Strategic Defense Initiative.
I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete.
This technology to intercept enemy missiles became known as Star Wars. And finally, on this day in 1998... disaster epic Titanic won 11 Oscars, tying the record for the most Academy Award wins with Ben-Hur and The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for March 23rd. Don't separate into groups what God said was a family. Revelation 7:9 says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Bob Goff says, my friend Ben is an amazing musician. He writes songs and travels around the country playing the piano and jumping on stages with his guitar. Maria, Bob's wife, Maria and I go to his shows every chance we get. We sing the words to his songs we've memorized, which is all of them, and we elbow each other at the first note of our favorites. I've noticed concerts bring people together like few things do these days. You'll see guys in tailored suits squished between women wearing bandanas and cut-off jeans. You could be next to someone you've always had a hard time with and still smile and sing without even thinking about it. Goff says, I think shows like my friend Ben's gives us a little glimpse of heaven. God never intended for us to separate into groups. He calls us a family. He doesn't want a bunch of people going into it alone either. Think symphony, not soloist. He said we were brothers and sisters, that we belong to one another, and we don't need to settle for just tolerating one another. Sure, family members don't always see eye to eye, and there are times we might even not even choose one another, but still, try. Is it going to be tough at times? Of course it is. Is it possible you'll take a hit? You will. Do it anyway. It's okay to surround yourself with people who are loving and supportive and easy to be with, but huddles are best when they're open for more people to join. The next time you have a tough run-in with a family member or an old friend from high school and the internet, go to a concert with them, tap your feet, sing the words you know, and don't worry about the ones you don't. Don't let the difficulties you've had with someone keep you from singing along together. Today's question, or questions, who are you drawn to even though they're so different from you? What can you do to get closer to them? Bob Goff with today's devotion titled, Don't Separate Into Groups, What God Said Was a Family, from his book, Live in Grace, Walk in Love.
Hi, I'm Mike from La Crosse, and in the CCM showdown, I picked Jeremy Camp. The first song I picked was No Survivors. Song basically talks about handing everything over to God, even our trials and temptations, and throwing it in the fire, like it says in the song. So that's what the song's about.
I'm at war with my humanity, trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no
this is Barton Bukestead. I put Forrest Frank in the bracket this year. The first song for him is The Rock. If you know the story, he and Crowder went back and forth on social media to create this song at a time when Forrest had just been healed of a broken back miraculously and Crowder was dealing with his broken foot. And we just loved it, enjoyed singing it. And then this fall when I was in a car accident and broke my leg right above my ankle, I am sitting on the bumper of my vehicle waiting for the police, waiting for the ambulance, and I'm looking down, and my foot is not where it's supposed to be. My foot is beside where it's supposed to be, and I still had peace. I still had calm because I knew that God, my rock, would take care of me no matter what. Whether I lost the foot, whether the doctors were able to fix it, it didn't matter. My hope was in the rock of my salvation. And I hope you all have that assurance as well. So please vote for The Rock with Horse Frank, including Crowder. Have a good day.
I put my faith in Jesus. I put my trust in God.
Sometimes we're still frantically tallying up votes here, and we always appreciate your participation. But this one, Havel, we thought it might be closer. It really wasn't in this CCM Song Showdown, and so we can call it right now. We don't have to double-check anything. We've got a result between Jeremy Camp, No Survivors, and The Rock by Forrest Frank.
We have the biggest upset so far as far as the seeding. Jeremy Camp, a 14 seed, nominated by Mike and LaCrosse, moving on.
All right. Congratulations, Jeremy Camp. He will move on to the second round. And, 14 seed pulling the upset over the very popular Forrest Frank. So thank you so much for your votes. And we'll do it again tomorrow between 7:15 and 7:45 a.m.
Well, we like to enlighten you here on the WIB Wake Up Show, so we have for you four things you didn't know yesterday.
Yes, oftentimes some knowledge that might not be so common, but you can pretend it is when you share these with someone else. For instance, a study found that school-aged kids spend less time outside than those incarcerated, than prisoners.
Wow. Huh. So set down the screen and go out and find out that there really is nature. Did you know that there are over 89 million dogs in the U.S.?
Really?
Wow.
And they all bark at the same time.
Yes, I know
it. Mornings. Four things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Two more. Next time you get goosebumps, you can tell those around you that you're dealing with a bout of horripilation. I think it's easier just to say goosebumps.
Oh, and finally this morning, as of 2016, over half of U.S. bills are settled online. This shift saves the average consumer 74 minutes every month, time previously spent writing and mailing paper checks.
There you go. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Some knowledge dropped on you here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, if you've been to the Windy City, Chicago, you know there's enough to do to keep you busy for days or even weeks.
This is a new attraction, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The world's largest laundromat.
It's in Berwyn, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago.
So, a few details about this. I have to say, I've never used a laundromat before. Huh. Now, in college, we had kind of communal laundry. So,
right.
I guess if that counts. But, this sounds fairly upscale.
In terms of pure machine count and scale, this laundromat has maintained its dominance through several decades. The WLL, the world's largest laundromat, has 300 machines in total. That's a lot.
Some of the washers are, quote, express models capable of holding up to 90 pounds of laundry. Is that wet or dry? Because when it gets wet,
right,
it can be really heavy.
The building spans roughly 13,500 square feet. That is huge. It's about five times the size of an average U.S. laundromat.
The world's largest laundromat in Chicago, Illinois. It has 16 flat-screen TVs, arcade games, a massage chair, and a large indoor aviary filled with finches and miniature doves.
I mean, maybe do put this on the checkout list if you're visiting Chicago as a tourist. It also offers free coffee and donuts every morning and has an indoor play area for kids.
Because why shouldn't doing laundry be fun? The roof is equipped with 36 solar thermal panels to help heat rather the massive amount of water that is used daily.
And The place never closes. On their website, they say we never close, but we always close. C-T-H-E-S ending.
There you go. The world's largest laundromat. Again, going into that, I was kind of like, yeah, whatever. I kind of would like to see this.
I know. It's massive.
I kind of would like to.